Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I am so fired up. I am coming off of the first week of our January challenge that we're doing, and the people inside of there are really, really inspiring. They're committing to new versions of themselves. They're posting every day. We just had our vision planning workshop on Sunday. That was amazing, if I do say so myself, and really helping them get clarity around what their goals are for this year and how we can accelerate that path. So all of this motivation and inspiration, I'm kicking off with the new year. If you've seen any of my social media, we are doing cold plunges, we're doing sauna, we're working out for 45 minutes, we're drinking our water, we're journaling, we're doing breath work. Like, it's a really great routine that a lot of us have gotten in that we are wanting to continue way past January, but we are also making sure that we can keep these commitments to ourselves. And that's one thing. If you are somebody who doubts yourself, or maybe you have some hesitancy to start something new, I want you to start proving to yourself that you can do it. And the way that you're able to do that is when you make a commitment to yourself, you continue to show up for that. So if you have a goal of working out 4 to 5 times a week, but you haven't hit that, and then you don't make any effort to hit that, you're internally letting yourself down and you're proving to others that you can't keep your commitments. And often I'll get on a consult call with a woman and she's like, yeah, well, I have to run this by my husband. And, I just am a little nervous to tell them. And at the deep root of that, it's I've let myself down in the past and I've let them down in the past and I don't want to do it again. And I'm not saying this is just women. It's just 70% of the time I get on consult calls with women. The other 30% is a man, and typically they own the practice together. So I'm usually working with couples or women. I do have a few outliers that are men that I love working with as well. So I'm not trying to generalize here. It's just there's this idea that we're going to let ourselves down. And if you've maybe let yourself down in the past and you've hit a goal and you haven't hit it, that can breed more of that self-doubt. I want you to start making daily commitments to yourself and carrying them out and making sure that by all means, you do what you can to achieve that so you can start to build up that self-confidence. Cool? Sound good? Today, what I really want to talk about is this idea of a side hustle and this idea of starting another business. So often people are attracted to me because they know we own multiple businesses and we're trying to build an empire, right? Like, that is my tagline. Empowering practitioners to build a legacy without sacrificing those that they're building it for. If anybody's going to teach you how to build an empire, it's me. Something that I've learned is that more is not better. And I've probably said this before, but I really want you guys to get this idea of what this looks like when you start to try and manage something else. So if I were to tell you to say your ABCs, you would be able to do that. A, B, C, like you would be able to run through A through Z in like 5 seconds. Same thing. If I told you to count from 1 to 26, you would be able to run through that in 5 seconds or less. Now I want you to envision yourself saying 1A, 2B, 3C, 4D. That requires different brain power. If you were to list that all out without writing it down ahead of time and trying to think about it, that would likely take you a couple of minutes. This is what happens when you try to start a side hustle. This is how much more complicated it is. This is the brain power that is required. And so I really want to encourage you guys to focus. And that stands for follow one course until successful. This is not my concept or my acronym. It is one of my mentors, Dan Martell. And the reason why is because, similar to that previous example, it is so hard to start another thing and make it successful before your first thing is as successful as it possibly could be, completely automated, completely systematized. And likely you're just getting bored with the first thing, which is why you want to start a second thing. And I'm coming at you as a visionary. I love to start new shit all the time. I will wake up. I've been up since 3:45 this morning and I've already had three new business ideas since I've been up. Like, no joke. I am on fire today, but I know myself well enough now to know when it's appropriate to execute and when it's not. And I really think that we get this wrong a lot of time as brick and mortar business owners. Once you fall in love with business, like, I love the game of business. It is so exciting. I was texting one of my friends this morning. She owns a real estate investing company and I was consuming some content from Dan and I texted her and I was like, you need to do X, Y, and Z in your business. And she was like, holy shit, Steph, I love the way your brain works before 6 a.m. I love growing other businesses. Like, if you're my client, I think about your business just as much as I think about my own because it just excites me. It invigorates me. I get super pumped up when people are growing. So that's also going to force me to ask the clients that I currently have to play at a higher level in 2024, because I know my teachings are on point. It's just whether or not you're implementing them. I've had enough success stories to know that the shit that I teach works. It's just a matter of whether you're willing to implement it or not. So for me, in order to help others be successful and get results, I have to make sure their focus is dialed in. The first question I want you to ask yourself when you're thinking of starting something else is, what am I paying myself, right? That's number one, your income. What am I paying myself? And is it substantial for what I'm contributing? If you're not making enough, like most of you as doctors should be making anywhere from 70 to 100K salary based on what it is you're doing and contributing. If you're not there yet, just focus on that. Get to that metric first so that you can bring home that amount of money to your household and to your family. The second thing is, once you start developing more cash flow than that, it's like, okay, what can I invest back into my business? Whether that's software, whether that's equipment, whether it's a mentor, a mastermind, somebody who's going to get you to where you want to be faster and with the guidance. Even since I've joined Dan's program, I've realized how many years he would have been able to save me off of my entrepreneur journey if I just would have had him as a mentor first. I got so freaking distracted, chasing the next shiny object. Go and do this. Put your money here. Do this. Invest in that. And guess what? A lot of it didn't pan out. And I just think of, if I would have had a mentor telling me focus on this one thing until it's successful, it would have been better for my entrepreneur journey. But you know what? Everything I've learned in the last 4 or 5 years is only aiding in my success moving forward. So I'm okay with taking that L, but I want to encourage you guys not to. I want to prevent you guys from making the same mistakes that I did. And once you start to get some excess cash flow, putting it back into your business is your best bet. There's this concept of return on equity, meaning the money that you invest back into your business should yield you 50%. So think about that $10,000 that you would take and open up another business with. Like, what could that do in your own business if you invested that $10,000? That would do way more for your current business, and that's going to extrapolate over time. Dan used this example of, he had a client that wanted to buy a $20 million home. And the client was like, you know, what should I do? I could afford it, but you know, maybe I shouldn't do it. And he was like, well, what happens if you put that $20 million back into your business? He's like, well, I could probably turn it into $100 million. And Dan was like, exactly. So why don't you do that first and then think about getting an insanely expensive home? And that is like so out there that most of you probably can't even conceptualize what that money is like. It even made me be like, wow, would I ever purchase a $20 million home? Probably not, even if I had the funds. But that's besides the point. The idea is, though, most of your money should be going back into your business. And only then, when you are paying yourself what you're worth, when you are invested back in your business and everything, you've invested in really high quality talent. You know, the doctors that I bring onto my team, I invest in them. They are not, quote, cheap. I'm not just trying to find the cheapest chiropractor I can come and have them join my team. Like, they have a standard to carry. They have a standard that I want them to adhere to. And so it costs money for that kind of talent, right? Same thing with office managers, same thing with marketing managers, whatever it is, you want to invest back into your team so that when you are able to remove yourself from practice, you have nothing but A players guiding your business for you. When you have excess cash and capital from that, that's when you can go out and do these investments and these syndicates and these rental properties and these second businesses and whatever else you want to do. But I think too often we make maybe $5,000 or $10,000 profit a month and we're like, oh, okay, what am I going to do with it? Let's go do something else. And it's like, let's just put that back in and get your profit up to 20 or 30K a month first. And if you're an associate and you're listening to this, the same concepts apply whether it's your business or not. So if you are making a salary that you don't thoroughly feel like is enough for the goals that you have, you should ask yourself, what can I do to pour back in my skills? So do I need some more certifications? Do I need a better skill set? Do I need to see more people? Do I need to get better at my communication? What can I do so that I could elicit a higher income? As long as you're set up with a pay structure that allows for you to make more, the more you produce, you are in an amazing position with that. I honestly wouldn't recommend getting an associateship if you didn't have that kind of pay structure. So as long as you continue to improve your skill set and you can make more money, you are in a great position. Then when you start to get some of that income that is more than your living expenses, invest that back into yourself. Ask your mentors and the people that you're working with and for, like, hey, can I pour more into the business? Is there a greater opportunity for me here to continue to grow? And then as that starts to grow as well, then you're still set up amazingly. Now that you're making a great income, you're set up to go and do investments at that third stage as well. So after you consider all three of these stages, I want you to ask yourself, if you had the opportunity to invest back into your business and double it, why wouldn't you? And even for me, I pulled some stats for you guys because I wanted to be able to share them with you. In December of 2022, these are the companies that Kyle and I had. We had a retreat company. We were hosting women-based retreats. I had a partner. We did an amazing job of hosting them. We hosted two retreats in 2022. And in 2023, we just realized that we had other endeavors that we wanted to pursue, that it likely wasn't worth the effort we were putting into it just for a retreat company. We also had an e-commerce store. So we were selling products online. We had a manager for the e-commerce store, but it still required revenue to make that work. It still required time and attention from us, answering emails, going back and forth with the manager of the store. We had 8 doors. So for those of you that aren't real estate people, I think it was 5 or 6 different properties total, but a couple of them were multifamily. So we had 8 doors. We had 4 office locations. We had a consulting company and plus our investments. So because our word for 2022 was growth, we had a lot of shit going on. And when I say shit, some of it was literal shit and a complete waste of time. Now, in December of 2023, we have 4 total doors. So we cut our real estate investments in half. We sold off properties. The ones that we kept onto definitely cash flow well for us. We have 4 office locations. We have a consulting company. And by cutting what we did in half, we increased our top line revenue by 33%. Now, at the kind of revenue we're doing, that's really well. And it gave us so much more clarity. Like, our concept of doubling down in 2023 played out so well because we realized how distracted we were. We realized that we were so focused on growth and doing more that the quality of the shit we were doing went downhill. And I'm not interested in doing that. I'm interested in being the best at what it is I'm doing. And I want to encourage you to do the same thing. How can you become the best at the one thing that you're doing until that is such a raging success that you're obligated to go put your money elsewhere? And with that, I wanted to let you guys know, I am so excited to announce Dan Martell is going to be our final speaker at the Scale Up event in Nashville. And I cannot tell you guys the gift you will have if you get in the room where that man is speaking. He is one of the smartest people I've ever met. He has sold multiple companies for millions and millions and millions of dollars. When I secured him as a speaker, I didn't even know how much of a big deal he was. I had been in his world for the last year or so, but the more I consume his content, the more I realize how freaking powerful he is. And he agreed to be a speaker at Scale Up. And so you get not only these badasses inside of chiropractic, but I am bringing you people in the entrepreneur space who are building really legit businesses. I'm not talking they do $300,000, $500,000 in revenue. They are doing insane things. They have insane partnerships. They have insane investments. And they're going to come and pour into my people. And I cannot stress enough the value of being in that room that weekend, the connections you'll make, the networking you'll do, the ability for you to accelerate your path just by being around people who believe in themselves and believe in what they're creating is an opportunity that you don't want to miss. And I say that from experience. I have put myself in rooms where I am the dumbest, the poorest, the least knowledgeable, whatever it is, because I want to learn from them. I want to be in the room with them and have osmosis at play so I can internalize what these really successful people are doing in their lives. So I invite you to join us. If you're a student, I have two more tickets available for a sponsorship. I want to gift you that ticket, which is a value of $8.99. As long as you can promise you can get to Nashville, Nashville's within driving distance of several schools. I want to help more chiropractors become more successful than they can possibly imagine. And it starts with getting the foundations right. It starts with believing in yourself. It starts with surrounding yourself with people who are doing really big fucking things. That's it. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.